Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member by Ram Goldar, and today Maseches Chulin, Daf Yud Beis, the first Perikah Kol Shoichetin. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in the Braisa, Harishamatza Tarnagos Shchuta Bashuk. If one found a shechted hen in the marketplace, or he told his shliach to shecht his hen and later found it shechted, Cheskas L'Shachut, it's presumed to be shechted properly. This proves that Rav Mitzuin Eitzel Shechita Mumchin Hen. Most people who are involved in Shechita are experts, so we assume that whoever shechted it was an expert. Rav Din Bar Yosef asked Rav Nachman, if one told his shliach to shecht his animal for him and found it shechted, what's the halacha? He answered that we assume it was properly shechted. He asked about one who told his shliach to separate truma from his produce and later found truma set aside, and Rav Nachman answered that we do not assume truma was separated. He explained that ein chazak shliach oseh shlichuso. There's no presumption that a shliach performs this assignment. However, regarding shchita, whoever performed the shchita is presumed to be an expert, since rov mitzuin eso shchita mumchinchen. In contrast, truma separated by anyone besides the shliach is ineffective. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that if a cheresh, shoter, or katan shechted with a competent adult supervising, the shechita is valid. Such people are incapable of specific intent to shecht and are only capable of intent to simply cut. Therefore, the Gemara asks, who's the tanu who holds the will be in kavanah l'shechita, that we don't require the slaughterer to have intent for shechita? Rava says, it's Rabbi Nassan, as a braisa teaches, Zark Sakin with Noet Sabakosel, if one threw a knife to plunge it into the wall, and it went and shechted the correct way as it flew towards the wall, Rabbi Nassan says the shechita is valid, but the Chachamim say it's invalid. The halacha follows Rabbi Nassan. The Gemara objects that shechita requires moloch mevi, moving the knife back and forth, so the shechita of the thrown knife should be invalid. It answers that this knife actually did move back and forth, cutting the simanim on the way to the wall and again on the way back after bouncing off the wall. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan asks, Katin yeshul machshava or einu machshava? Does a minor have halachically significant thought, or does he not have thought? For example, can he shecht karbonos, which requires specific intent? Rabbi Yami asks Rabbi Yochanan why he didn't inquire if a katan has maisa, an act which corroborates his declared intent. For example, if he said he would bring an ola from the south side of the Azara to the north side for his shechita, and then did so, would that demonstrate legitimate intent for shechita? If Rabbi Yochanan did not ask about maisa, because the Mishnah teaches that katanim are capable of maisa, he should also not have asked about machshava, because the same Mishnah teaches they do not have machshava. A Mishnah teaches that an acorn, pomegranate, or walnut, which children hauled out to measure sand in them, or fashioned to be a pan and a scale, are susceptible to tumah as kalim, mifneshiyesha, and mice, because children have the capability for a halakhically significant act. But they do not have the capability for halakhically significant thought. For example, if they declared they would use the shell as a kli without fashioning it, it's not susceptible to tumah. Rabbi Yochanan's inquiry is explained on the next daf. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was taught in the Braisa, Harishamatza Tarnagos Shchuta Bashuk. If one found a shechted hen in the marketplace, or he told his shliach to shecht his hen, and later found it shechted, Cheskas L'Shachut, it's presumed to be shechted properly. This proves that Rov Mitzuin Eitzel Shechita Mumchin Hen. Most people who are involved in shechita are experts, so we assume that whoever shechted it was an expert. Rav Din Bar Yosef asked Rav Nachman, if one told his shliach to shecht his animal for him and found it shechted, what's the halacha? He answered that we assume it was properly shechted. He asked about one who told his shliach to separate truma from his produce and later found truma set aside, and Rav Nachman answered that we do not assume truma was separated. He explained that ein chazak shliach oseh shlichuso. There's no presumption that a shliach performs this assignment. However, regarding shechita, whoever performed the shechita is presumed to be an expert, since rov mitzuin eso shechita mumchinchen. In contrast, truma separated by anyone besides the shliach is ineffective. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that if a cheresh, shoter, or katan shechted with a competent adult supervising, the shechita is valid. Such people are incapable of specific intent to shecht and are only capable of intent to simply cut. Therefore, the Gemara asks, who's the tanu who holds the will be in kavanah l'shechita, that we don't require the slaughterer to have intent for shechita? Rava says, it's Rabbi Nassan, as a braisa teaches, Zark Sakin with Noet Sabakosel, if one threw a knife to plunge it into the wall, and it went and shechted the correct way as it flew towards the wall, Rabbi Nassan says the shechita is valid, but the Chachamim say it's invalid. The halacha follows Rabbi Nassan. The Gemara objects that shechita requires molch mevi, moving the knife back and forth, so the shechita of the thrown knife should be invalid. It answers that this knife actually did move back and forth, cutting the simanim on the way to the wall, and again on the way back after bouncing off the wall. And pointing with Rabbi Yochanan asks, Katin yesh lo machshava o ein lo machshava? Does a miner have halachically significant thought, or does he not have thought? For example, can he shecht karbonos, which requires specific intent? Rabbi Yami asks Rabbi Yochanan why he didn't inquire if a katan has maisa, an act, which corroborates his declared intent. For example, if he said he would bring an ola from the south side of the Azara to the north side for his shechita, and then did so, would that demonstrate legitimate intent for shechita? If Rabbi Yochanan did not ask about Maisa, because the Mishnah teaches that Katanim are capable of Maisa, he should also not have asked about Machshava, because the same Mishnah teaches they do not have Machshava. A Mishnah teaches that an acorn, pomegranate, or walnut, which children hauled out to measure sand in them, or fashioned to be a pan and a scale, are susceptible to Tumah as Kalim, Mifnei Shiesh and Maisa, because children have the capability for a halakhically significant act. But they do not have the capability for halakhically significant thought. For example, if they declared they would use the shell as a kli without fashioning it, it's not susceptible to Tumah. Rabbi Yochanan's inquiry is explained on the next daf. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Yud Beis, and our standard Siman is 12 brothers. 12 brothers, so here goes. When 6 of 12 brothers were so excited when they found the shecht at hand in the marketplace and knew they could take it home since Rob Matsuin Eitzel Shechita, Mumchin Hen, while 5 others were so distracted when they watched a man throwing a knife against a wall that happened to shecht a cow, the youngest brother was left behind in a sandbox with a pomegranate. He hauled out to measure sand, making it a kli, Tiba Makabal Tuma. Once again, slow motion. When 6 of 12 brothers, 12 brothers, that must be one daf, Yud Beis. When 6 of 12 brothers, who were so excited when they found a shechted hen in the marketplace and knew they could take it home since Rob Matsuin Eitzel Shechita, Mumchin Hen, which reminds us, it was taught in Bryce Hari Shematza Tarnagos Shchuta Bashuk, if one found the shechted hen in the marketplace, or he told his shuliach to shecht his hen, and later found it shechted, Cheskasu Shachut, it's presumed to be shechted properly. This proves that Rov Matsuin Eitzel Shechita Mumchin Chen. Most people who are involved in Shechita are experts, so we assume that whoever shechted it was an expert. So, when 6 of 12 brothers were so excited when they found the shechted hen in the marketplace and knew they could take it home since Rov Matsuin Eitzel Shechita Mumchin Chen, while 5 others were so distracted when they watched a man throwing a knife against a wall that happened to shecht a cow, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, who's the Tanu who holds the Lobi Inin Kavanu Shechita, that we do not require the slaughterer to have intent for Shechita? Rava says, as Rabbi Nassan, as the Braisa teaches, Zark Sakin Leno Itzabakosa, if one threw a knife to plunge it into the wall, and it went and shechted the correct way as it flew towards the wall, Rabbi Nassan says the shechita is valid, but the Chachamim say it's invalid. The halacha follows Rabbi Nassan. So when 6 of 12 brothers who were so excited when they found the shechted hen in the marketplace and knew they could take it home since Rob Matsuin Eitzel Shechita Mumchin Hen, while 5 others were so distracted when they watched a man throwing a knife against the wall that happened to shecht a cow, the youngest brother was left behind in a sandbox with a pomegranate he hauled out to measure sand, making it a kli, Tibi Makabal Tuma, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan asks, Katin Yeshul Machshava or Einul Machshava? Does a miner have halachically significant thought, or does he not have thought? A Mishnah teaches that an acorn, pomegranate, or walnut, which children hauled out to measure sand in them, or fashioned to be a pan and a scale, are susceptible to Tumah as utensils, Mifnei, Sheisha, and Maisa, because children have the capability for halachically significant act, the Eina and Machshava, but they do not have the capability for halachically significant thought, meaning if they declared they would use the shell as a kli without fashioning it, it's not susceptible to Tumah. Rabbi Yochanan's inquiry is explained on the next daf. So once again, when 6 of 12 brothers, who were so excited when they found the shechted hen in the marketplace and knew they could take it home since Rob Matsuin Eitzel Shechita Mumchin Hen, while 5 others were so distracted when they watched a man throwing a knife against a wall that happened to shecht a cow, the youngest brother was left behind in a sandbox with a pomegranate he hauled out to measure sand, making it a kli, Tibi Makabal Tuma. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Hazara, Daf Ches. So the Siman Daf Ches is Chala. So here goes. The challah baker, that must be on daf ches, challah. The challah baker, he used a hot shechita knife right from the oven to shecht a cow to get meat for his ultimate challah sandwiches, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Liben salkan v'shocheba, if one heated a knife to be white hot and shecht it with it, the shechita is valid because chiduda kodem liyibuna, the knife's sharpness preceded its heat and cut the two simanim, not burn them. The Gemara objects that the sides of the knife burn the esophagus before the shechita is completed, rendering it a treif, and it answers, Beis shechita mirvach ravach, the place of the shechita spreads apart as it's cut and is not burned by the knife. So the challah baker used a hot shechita knife right from his oven to shecht a cow to get meat for his ultimate challah sandwiches, told one assistant not to take the knife used for avodah zarah to cut the meat because it improves it, which reminds us, Rabbi Bar Avuha said, Sakin shel avodas kochavim, a knife used for idolatry, meaning for idolatrous offerings, which is asur bahana, mutar lishchot ba, it's permitted to shecht with, basur lachtok ba, basur but, forbidden to cut meat with. Shechting with it is permitted because it is makalkel, damaging to the animal, which is more valuable alive than dead. Cutting meat with it is forbidden because matakenhu, it improves the meat. So the challah baker used a hot shechita knife right from his oven to shecht a cow to get meat for his ultimate challah sandwiches, told one assistant not to take the knife used for avodah zarah to cut the meat because it improves it, while his other assistant cut away the base shechita from an animal he shechted using an idolatrous knife which was used to cut non-kosher meat because it absorbed forbidden flavors, which reminds us, if one shechts with an idolater's knife, which was used to cut non-kosher meat, Rav says, kolef, he must cut away the surface area which was cut by the knife, because it absorbed the forbidden flavor. Rabbi Bar Chana says, madiach, he can merely wash the area from any forbidden material, but no flavor was absorbed into the meat. The Gemara suggests they argue if Beis HaShechita Tzonein, the place of Shechita, is cold and doesn't absorb flavor, or if the Beis HaShechita is Roseach, it's hot enough to absorb the forbidden flavor. Two other explanations are given. Daf Tes, so the Siman Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. At the tea house, that must be on Daf Tes, teapot. At the tea house where a butcher sitting down with his friends drinking tea confessed he didn't check the simanim after shechita, and his friends debated if the animal was a treifa or a nevela, which reminds us, Shmuel says the butcher must inspect the simanim after shechita to ensure they were properly cut. If he didn't, Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yannai says it's considered a treifa and forbidden to eat, but a braisa teaches that it's a nevela and is metame through being carried. This malchukah stems from Avhunah's principle, Behema b'chayah b'cheskas isur omedes. An animal during its lifetime is established as prohibited. Rashi explains that it was forbidden in consumption as every minachai until it becomes known to you how it was shechted, meaning that it was properly shechted. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yannai holds b'cheskas isur amrinah. Although we say the animal is established in a prohibited state, b'cheskas tumah lo amrinah, we do not say it's established in a state of tumah since it was not tameh during its lifetime. Therefore, its status is similar to a treifa. So at the tea house where a butcher sitting down with his friends drinking tea confessed he didn't check the simanim after shechita, and his friends debated if the animal was a treifa or a nevela, a wolf that took the intestines suddenly entered and returned them punctured, which reminds us, Rav Huna said an animal is becheskas iser until it's known that it was properly shechted. He added nishchata, but once it was shechted, becheskas heter omedes, it's established in a permitted state until it becomes known to you how it became a treifa. This is applied to the case of the wolf that returned with intestines that are punctured, and we're concerned that perhaps the wolf's teeth punctured a spot in the intestine which had a pre-existing hole, and the animal was a treifa. Or do we assume the holes were created by a wolf? Rav Huna answered that we're not concerned there were pre-existing holes and rely on the animal's chazaka that it was not a treifa. So at the tea house where a butcher sitting down with his friends drinking tea confessed he didn't check the simanim after shechita, and his friends debated if the animal was a treifa or a nevela, a wolf that took the intestines suddenly entered and returned them punctured. As a waiter jumped to stop a patron from taking a fig that a bird was taking for fear there was already a hole made by a poisonous snake, which reminds us, Rabbi Abba challenged Rav Huna from a brice, which teaches that if one saw a bird pecking at a fig or a mouse puncturing watermelons, we are concerned that the hole was made there was already a pre-existing hole made by a poisonous snake, and the fruit may not be eaten. Rav Huna replied, Mikam Adamis Isurla Sakanta, are you comparing prohibitions to danger? Sakana Shani, danger is different and is treated more stringently than concern for possible prohibition. Daf Yud, so the Siman Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The distracted Shochet and the minion of Yidden, that must be on Daf Yud. The distracted Shochet and the minion of Yidden, who discovered that he had a sakin paguma and didn't know if it was nicked before the shechitor or after it when he broke some bones, which reminds us, Amorim discuss, Hashoich b'sakin, one shechts with a knife without examining it immediately before shechita, but nimses paguma, and it's found afterwards to be nicked, Rav Huna says that even if he broke bones with it all day before it was checked, the shechita is invalid because chayshin shema bo'or nifkama. We're concerned that perhaps it was nicked by cutting the animal's hide as it began shechting. Rav Chisda says the shechita is valid since the knife may have been nicked when breaking a bone. So the distracted shochet in the minyan of Yidden, who discovered that he had a sucking paguma and didn't know if it was nicked before the shechita or after it, when he broke some bones, davening next to a man who came from the shul mikvah and just noticed a chatzitza and realized his tevila was invalid, which reminds us Rav Chisda's challenge from a brayso, which teaches that a tamei who immersed in a mikvah and later discovered a chatzitza on himself, the tevila is invalid, even if he handled the material the whole day after the tevila, unless he certainly had no chatzitza beforehand. Thus, the suffix chatzitza does invalidate his apparent tevila, and we do not assume the chatzitza developed afterwards. So the distracted shochet in the minyan of Yidden, who discovered he had a sucking paguma and didn't know if it was nicked before the shechita or after it, when he broke some bones, davening next to a man who came from the shul mikveh and just noticed a chatzitza and realized his tevila was invalid, didn't notice that the shul was called Beis Chazok and was designed like a Beis Menugah, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Mahana Milsa Da'am Rabban, from where do we derive this concept? The rabbis say, okay, Milsa Acheske, keep a thing on its prior known status until proven otherwise. Rav Yonason brings proof from the law of Nigei Batim, Tzras afflictions of houses, where the Kohen is instructed to leave the house after examining the Nega and close off the house for 7 days. But perhaps as he goes out of the house, Batsua Shura, the Nega shrinks to less than the minimum size and the closing off is ineffective. It must be that we establish the Nega on its prior Chazaka of a sufficient size. Daf Yud Alf. So the Simmer Daf Yud Alf is stars based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. When the majority of the Sanhedrin held up stars, that must move on Daf Yud Aleph. When the majority of the Sanhedrin held up stars that said guilty on them, sentencing the man who threw a star at his father to death, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the source of a Ruba de Isa Kaman, a robe that's in front of us, and brings Achri Rabim Lahatos. So, when the majority of the Sanhedrin held up stars that said guilty on them, sentencing the man who threw a star at his father to death, and the guilty party unsuccessfully tried to claim maybe it's not really his father, which reminds us, the Gemara brings sources for Ruba de Leisa Kaman, where the majority is not in front of us. For example, the case where someone strikes his father and is to be executed, but let us be concerned that he's not actually his father, for it's impossible to know for certain who the father is, since the wife might have had relations and conceived from another man. Rather, it must be that we follow the majority, Verobe Ilos Akhar Abal, and most relations are with her husband, even if she was unfaithful. So when the majority of the Sanhedrin held up stars that said guilty on them, sentencing the man who threw a star at his father to death, and the guilty party unsuccessfully tried to claim maybe it's not really his father, one of the rabbis said that in a case where one can investigate, we should, because Hekada Efshar, and we do not rely on the robe, which reminds the Gemara says, Vidilma Hechad Efshar Efshar. Perhaps where it's possible to avoid relying on robe, it's possible and we do not rely on it. But Hechad Lo Efshar, Lo Efshar, where it's not possible to avoid relying on the robe, it's not possible, so we must rely on robe. Meaning, although there are indeed cases which require relying on robe, perhaps we do not rely on robe when it can be avoided, such as examining all the possible defects after Shechita, or a katan and katana regarding Yibum, where they can wait until becoming Gedolim. This objection stands, and Rashi says that relying on robe must be derived from Halakha Moshe Misinai, or from Achri Rabbi Mahatos. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which duff do we have a case where a wolf, which duff to discuss what the din is in a case where a wolf took intestines and returned them punctured? That's on duff. Test. Good. Number 2. Which duff do we win that robe mitzuin etzol shechita mumchin hen? That's on duff. Yidbeis. Good. Number 3. Which duff do you discuss? Heka the Efshar Efshar, perhaps where it's possible to avoid relying on robe. It's possible, and we do not rely on it. That's on duff. Yudov. Good. Number 4. Which duff do you discuss what the din is in a case of a tamei who was tovel and later discovered a chatzitza? That's on duff. Yud. Good. Number 5. Which duff do we learn that our Mishnah holds shechita does not require intent, and we have the case of the man who threw a knife against the wall and it shechted on the way? That's on duff. Yud Beis. Good. Number 6. Which duff do we learn that the source for the principle of chazaka comes from Nigei Batim? That's on duff. Yud. Good. Number 7. Which duff do we learn Gedolim Tzadikim b'Misas and Yosem b'Chayen from the story of the Nevi Sheker's body touching the bones of Elisha and then coming back to life? That's on duff. Zion. Good. Number 8. Which duff do you discuss the difference between shechting or cutting meat with a knife used for Avodah Zarah? That's on duff. Ches. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn that if one saw a bird pecking at a fig, we are concerned that the hole was made where there was already a pre-existing hole made by a poisonous snake, and that we learn Chamira Sakantami Isura, that's on Daf? Test. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn that Katanim Yesh Lehen Maisa Ve'en Lehen Machshava, that's on Daf? Yudbeis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.